get a sticker.
Yeah.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah. Well, and more on that coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A salute to Allied soldiers on Omaha Beach in Normandy, France, 80 years after they waded ashore, dodging Nazi gunfire to turn the tide of World War II. President Biden paid tribute.
Alliances, real alliances, make us stronger. A lesson that I pray we Americans never forget.
Dozens of people have died in an Israeli strike on a shelter in central Gaza. Israel says Hamas fighters were operating inside. The BBC's Yolande Nell.
We're hearing of very chaotic scenes at the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital. A journalist who's working there with us reporting that there were women and children among those killed.
Expected on the stand today at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial.
Hallie Biden, Beau Biden's widow, and a woman who Hunter Biden had a romantic relationship with in October 2018.
CBS's Scott McFarland. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Coming up in the next Midday Magazine, we welcome our friends from the Family Center in Part 1 and UW Extension Wood County in Part 2. It's 3 to 4 every Tuesday through Friday, only on Locally Grown Radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden of the Waupun State Prison is charged with misconduct in office. Eight former guards and nurses are accused of felony abuse. Four inmates have died at Waupun in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says his investigation exposed a host of training, security, and safety problems.
These investigations have shown a blatant disregard for the safety of human beings, and arrests must be made and have been made.
One inmate was found dead 12 hours after suffering a stroke. Milwaukee will get a lot of extra security during the Republican National Convention in July. Wisconsin Emergency Management says 15 law enforcement agencies from 8 states were under contract to work in Milwaukee during the convention. 85 officers are coming from Madison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today is the 80th anniversary of D-Day. That's the name given to the World War II invasion of Normandy. The D-Day operation took place on June 6, 1944. It brought together the land, air, and sea forces of the Allied armies in the largest amphibious invasion in military history. The invasion force included 7,000 ships and landing craft manned by over 195,000 naval personnel from 8 Allied countries. This day marks the invasion that led to the defeat of German Nazi forces on May 7, 1945. You can honor and assist our local war veterans at the VVA Bratfry this Saturday. They'll be at the West Grand IGA starting at 10 a.m. Stop down for a delicious brat and say thank you for the freedoms we enjoy because of their sacrifice. There's an olive oil tasting at Family Natural Foods next Saturday. Stop down at 11 a.m. on June 15th to taste the Mediterranean miracle. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A sprinkle or two is possible this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, breezy. Our high today, 64, with wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, still windy, but warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news and our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Keep on listening after this segment. We will get into the statewide Civic Media Scoony Summer Text to Win contest.
Scony.
It's Scony?
Scony.
It's Scony. We're going to just keep throwing them out there. I love this. Please keep doing that. That is a great bit. Keep doing that. All that coming up for you, but it's a Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means. We kick off our Pet of the Week with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society. We have Tim with us. Good to see you, Tim.
Good morning.
We want to send a big, big shout out to our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. We've got trucks, large variety of trucks from a small SUV to a work truck. We've got them all. Stop out today and drive home with a new truck today. Buy local, support local, support our friends over at TJ's Auto and Collision Center.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, I know that you've got some notes that we want to get to. Before that, why don't we start with our Pet of the Week?
Okay.
Also, want to say also shout out to TJ's, as I mentioned before. That's where our transport van came from.
Nice.
They do all our maintenance, and they're very good to have them.
They do above and beyond work. I've had them do work on vehicles for me. I've gone over there and gotten vehicles. Great people over there. Yeah. Appreciate the team over there.
Well, to start off with the pet of the week, I just wanted to let people know, or your audience, that our adoptions are going pretty good.
Good.
And we've had, as you know, we've talked about some of them. Banzai, the cat, finally found a home.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome.
Down in Menominee Falls, of all places.
Wow.
They drove all the way up for Banzai.
Isn't that cool?
Ataz also has a home.
Yes.
Good.
So the one I want to just, we did last week also, but I want to do it again, is Tick.
Yeah.
Now, Tick will be, next month, will be at our shelter 1 year.
Oof-da.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
She looks, sometimes she gets a little depressed, but she is a sweet dog. Mm. She looks like she's a mastiff kind of dog.
Okay, bigger dog.
And it's a she, but she is just friendly, just a good dog.
Yeah.
So I think I want to open up more people, not just their listeners, but if your listeners know somebody else who's looking for a dog.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Tell your friends, relatives, whoever.
Share it on Facebook. You'd never know. And Tick needs a home.
Yes, Tick does need a home. A year in a shelter is not typically what we want to have.
We're fortunate to have our shelters, and there are amazing humane societies around the whole country, and we appreciate them, and I've worked in many of them. That being said, no living thing should have to live in a humane society for a year. Just period. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't have to happen. The idea is to get these animals out into good homes, and that's what we're trying to do, and we want to do. And I understand the pushback, and you and I have talked about this, Tim, and we've talked about it with others too. When it comes to older animals, and animals that you just don't know. Well, if I have a puppy, I'll have it longer. No, you don't know that.
No.
Correct.
We can't predict these things, and that's not me trying to be macabre or anything about it. This is just life. This is reality. And if you what you do know is. In an animal like Tick, you have an animal that is house trained, that is used to people, and that is just itching to get to a good home. It's just begging to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about animals, especially dogs, but cats are the same way as this too. They just don't show it as much. You start to show a little bit of this love to this dog, and you will know what true love is.
Yeah. Like leaps and bounds back at you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tick's going to make a great great partner for some home. Going to fit in very well. She's a beautiful brindle, larger size dog. And of course, as all the animals are at the Humane Society, chipped, and everything. So you have that going for it too. She's spayed. Yes, I'm sorry.
Updated on our shots. Yes, and everything. Yeah. And she is free.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. She's been sponsored.
Nice.
There will be no cost to somebody to actually adopt her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, there's the other fees throughout the year, but you can start off.
I mean, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. A gigantic thank you to the sponsor of Tick and to all these people that sponsor these animals.
Well, that sponsor's in the room.
Yeah. I didn't know if you wanted to say it. I didn't want to put you on the spot.
Right.
But I really think that's one of the coolest things I hear, Tim, is people doing this kind of stuff. And I appreciate
people.
We do
have a lot.
It's so awesome. And I appreciate you doing it, too. That is literally putting your money where your mouth is, sir. And I appreciate that.
We have to lead by example.
Exactly. Yeah, I appreciate that. We'll mention Tick again before we wrap up. But I know you had some other things that you wanted to get to.
We hopefully next week we will be hiring our new director of operations.
All right.
We are conducting interviews and going through our process now, and hopefully have a decision. And we're pretty excited about that. We have a bunch of good candidates. So
excellent.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to report on next
Make
week
that announcement
and
great.
Announce maybe even on your show. I don't know.
Oh,
we'll
that'd
see
be
how
great.
That goes.
That'd be we love breaking news around here.
Absolutely.
So that'd be great.
New director.
There you go. I'm glad you guys got introduced. You can get a right tour. That's exciting, and I'm mostly excited for you all. I know that when you have one position less, you have other people having to carry more water, carry more weight. It'll be only better for everybody to have this position filled and to be able to everybody kind of be able to do their job.
Well, especially the person in the room here again.
Yeah.
I've been doing
a lot
it since,
on your shoulders, Tim.
Yeah.
I've been doing it since February 8th, so it's a long time.
But I do
say it's rewarding. It's allowed me to see a different side of the shelter.
Good.
That's good.
And to be able to, you know, get right down into it with everybody. Yeah. So,
yeah. Always good to expand your horizons, learn new things.
Yeah. But I'm not going to be sad sometimes, so I can have a little bit of...
Yeah. A little column A on that. We had one other thing we wanted to make sure to mention.
Okay, this Saturday, we want to give a shout out to, I'll mention her name, it's Tracy Stratton. Mm. She has a type farm out in the Rapids area.
Okay.
And she does a country craft sale for her. Mm. And a lot of the proceeds that would benefit us. We're going to have a booth out there.
Cool. Oh, nice.
And she does this once a year, usually. This year she's going to do it twice. So we're going to have this Saturday and September 8th. Go ahead. We'll mention that down the road. She is located at 8383 Peaceful Trail. In Rapids.
Oh, that's a great name for a road.
It really is.
It is. Yeah, I was wondering. I looked it up. Then for anybody, you can go on Google Maps or wherever, but it's just you go south on 13 to Church Avenue, take a left, go down and take another left on Peaceful Trail, and you go to the end, and there you will be.
There you are.
Perfect.
So, nice. Easy peasy.
A few things I wanted to mention with it. She already has 50 vendors.
Whoa.
Nice.
So, and these are all local people that will be... you know, having a sale on their things they've made. Mm-hmm. So this is all local people, which really helps in the community, too.
Absolutely.
There'll be live music, food trucks, face painting for the kids, and story time every half hour. And the first 500 kids get a gift.
Nice. So, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, this has gone over really, really good. Yeah. A lot of people go out. It starts at 10 a.m. and goes till 2 p.m.
Nice.
So we urge you to come out, probably buy something, take a look, see our booth. We'll be out there and have some fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Oh, yeah.
What we've talked about before, James, we like to promote family events.
Yeah. And
This is not a Humane Society event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is.
But you'll be there.
Yes. And we do benefit from it.
Yes.
But it's not ours, but it's part of people in the community that do this. We just had the Writing for Rescues.
Mm-hmm.
That was, and, you know, we have a few other things. They'll be rocking the shelter coming up. And we only have two actual events for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I had Sheriff Becker in yesterday, and him and I were talking about this on air, off air, about bluegrass at the lake. That one of the coolest things that we have here in central Wisconsin that I will put up against anybody else in the state, in the Midwest, I think we are the best at combining fun and celebrate and raising awareness or raising funds for a cause.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does it like we do around here. This is a perfect example of that, where we're not only helping our local vendors, our local ag industry, our local crafters, something that we believe very strongly in around here with our winter's farmers market and our summer farmers market, but we're helping the Humane Society at the same time. Nobody does it like us around here. it's awesome to see. It's such a fun thing, and it's going to make summer even more exciting having events like this.
Yeah.
That's a great one, Tim. Thanks for
that. I have to say, I come from the Milwaukee area, and being around, and this community up here, honestly, is very generous. I mean, like you just said, so many different types of events. You know, you can have a fundraiser for someone that needs it, cancer, someone passes away, something, a fire.
Yeah.
The people come out.
Yeah.
And they support other families and this community and even the local businesses.
Gives me goosebumps thinking about it, you guys. Look at that. It gives me goosebumps just thinking about
it. And like you mentioned, I love that they're making it kid-friendly, that you can bring your whole family. They have stuff specifically for kids because we need more of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and absolutely. That's why we've, James and I have talked about it. You know, when we have stuff, we try to keep our prices, especially, you know, a more simple meal or something, you know, hot dogs, hamburger, things, grilling a brat or whatever. So a family can afford it, because as we know, the food prices today are pretty high. So a family, you have 1, 2, 3 kids, you know, you can't squat.
It adds up pretty quick. We'll meet you at the event, Tim, and we're looking forward to the news whenever it breaks about the new director and everything. And I do have to tell you, we've really appreciated you being on with us and talking with you, getting to know you, getting to know more of the board and some of the people over there at the Humane Society. It's been great. We really appreciate that. And appreciate you bringing us a great soul like Tick to highlight and to talk about. Our pet of the week is Tick. Find out more about Tick at SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. Tim, thank you again for the time. Appreciate you.
But also thank you and the station. for actually allowing us. I know it's 15 minutes, but it's an important 15 minutes for us. Thank you for that, and the sponsors we have.
I don't know if you've met James, but anytime you get to him talk about animals, he's there.
Yeah. I was going to say, the audience might be lucky the segment's only 15 minutes, because I could ramble all day with you, Matt. I could talk with you all day. Find out more, and you can ramble at the Humane Society by going to their email, swchs@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505,
423-0505. And share TIC on your Facebook pages. Let people know so that poor girl can find a home.
Great idea.
And with that name, she's got to be tick resistant, right?
I mean, right? Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, you got to think.
As long as you get her a collar.
And get her to your home. Find her a good home, everybody. And find out more at swchs.com. And a big shout out to our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. We've got trucks, large variety of trucks, from a small SUV to a work truck. We've got them all. Shop out today and drive home with a new truck today. We'll have more coming up for you in the Scony Summer Text and Win Contest coming up for you on the morning show.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks!
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasa Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
A sprinkle or two is possible this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy. Our high today, 64, with wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, still windy, but warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Friday Eve out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy Thursday, everybody. Melissa and James here with you, and it is time to dive into the Civic Media Scony.
Scotty.
Summer Text to Win contest.
How do you say it?
Yeah. Let us know. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to, you guys to get in on this contest. This is for you. This is a great opportunity for you to not only win prizes, but to learn more about Civic Media and the great things that we're doing here.
Yeah, just download the Civic Media app and text to win the word of the day, of the hour.
Yes. Yeah. What we'll be doing is every hour at the 7, 9, and 11 o'clock a.m. hours, and at the 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours in the afternoon, we're going to give you a key word. You text that to us on the Civic Media app. And
during that hour.
During that hour. Yes, it's vital that you text it to us during that hour because it expires in the next hour.
Correct.
You'll have a chance hourly to win one prize, Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Not bad at all. That is a sweet deal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Daily, one winner's going to win daily a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats.
Is pretty cool.
Yeah, Seth was telling me about these. These are really nice. These are really nice seats. They got to experience that, and that was pretty cool. And of course, we'll have two winners win our grand prize overall, your choice of one unique summer staycation. You can either hang out at Fort Atkins College on the lake, which includes a pontoon boat, Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites, all of these things available. All you got to do is text this keyword to us, everybody.
During this hour.
Mm-hmm. And our keyword is, well, you know, Melissa, actually, I wanted to talk to you about...
Oh, give them the word, James.
It's democracy.
Democracy.
Democracy. Woo-hoo!
Perfect word for this hour. Text that in and you will be entered to win for this hour.
Encourage you to get that in and be listening again, everybody, at the top of the 7, 9, 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. hours and 1, 3, 5, and 7 in the afternoon. Get this word, get it to us on the Civic Media app, and boom, just like that, you're going to have a chance to win.
That's 8 times you can enter to win today.
That is pretty cool. That is pretty darn cool.
Mm-hmm. Democracy.
Yeah.
Text it in.
Yes. Democracy is your word today, everybody.
And nope. At this hour.
At this hour. I'm sorry. This hour. I keep doing that. This hour. This is the hour for the word democracy. Text that to us. Get in on this. And good luck to everybody out there. We wishing you the best. And not for nothing. We want you to win. I mean.
We do.
We got bragging rights here.
Yes, because this is a statewide contest. This is happening on all of our stations. So. Mm-hmm. Enter to win, because we already had a winner over on WIRI.
Yeah, yeah. A big, big thank you to everybody who has already played along with this and has downloaded the Civic Media app. We appreciate that so much. You guys are buying local, supporting local, and we see you and we appreciate you.
And the more you enter, the bigger your chances of winning that grand prize.
Mm-hmm. Keep on listening, everybody. We appreciate you. Thanks so much to all of our great listeners out there. I want to get into a little bit of entertainment news. I've got some local things that I wanted to touch on, and certainly wanted to get to this. I thought this was quite interesting. I mentioned before on the air, if acting was in the Olympics, as far as for America, outside of me, who I'd want to have representing our country. I'm just kidding. I'm joking, everybody.
That was my outside laugh.
You could do worse. I mean, I'm not bad. But I will be the first to admit I am no Jake Gyllenhaal, who I think is...
He's pretty amazing.
I think he'd be my pick. Yeah. I think he'd be my pick for as far as a male American representing our country in the acting Olympics. Yeah. I would take Jake Gyllenhaal.
I could get behind that.
I've studied his work. I think he's a fantastic actor and grows and gets better at the craft all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's impressive to see anybody do that at their field, especially when they're legally blind.
Really?
Yeah. He's legally blind and he's been that way all his life. His vision is 20 to 1250.
Whoa.
Yeah. Since he was 6 years old, he's had to wear either intensive corrective lenses or Coke bottle glasses to see. He even used to have a lazy eye, but it corrected itself.
Okay.
Still, it's not all bad. He says, quote, "I like to think it's adventurous. I've never known anything else. What can I see in the morning before I put on my glasses? It's a place where I get to be myself." Jake has even used his blindness at work. Like when he was filming the 2015 movie Southpaw, he removed his lenses for a scene where his character finds out his wife has passed in order to force himself to listen more closely. One of the things that I love about his work, he did a movie a while back, Copycat or Copy Something, I can't think of what it was. He didn't blink. Like the whole movie, he didn't blink. It's incredible to watch. Some of the things that he has done to play these roles, it's not method acting, it's becoming something. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Method acting has gotten a bad rap for a lot of good reasons, but the work that he does, and whatever a lot of, and I'll include myself in this, a lot of actors are going nowadays, is taking a little of this and taking a little of the Stanislavski method or method acting, and okay, I'm going to make my own hodgepodge of what it is to be an actor, yeah, to be
and
great.
What works for you.
But this is incredible to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy has done a lot of action movies, a lot of boxing roles, a lot of that stuff. Things where you kind of need your vision. and yes, the contacts help him be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also, not for nothing, one of the most handsome actors in the world.
Yeah, he's pretty pretty.
And he didn't start out that way. When he was six and had the lazy eye and some of these things.
Had to wear the Coke bottle glasses.
So to the parents of kids out there that were like my parents and had two very goofy looking kids with me and my sister. My sister who had a lazy eye and I who had obviously a billion things about me. Heck, to this day, I've still got a couple thousand. You just don't know what you can turn into, what you can be, and what you can become. I promise you, I guarantee you that Jake Gyllenhaal had people in his life at a young age telling, because he's wanted to be an actor almost as long as I did, and telling him and his sister Maggie, who was also an amazing actress, that, you know, you can't do this. You'll never make it. Well, you know, who's going to have the last laugh on that one?
Son of a director and a screenwriter probably maybe helped a little bit.
It gives you the connections.
Yep.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. But even with those, I think that there are good examples of, well, had he not worked on the craft, had he not, you know, worked on his appearance too, that he, you know, that only gets you a role or two. It doesn't keep you in the game.
Right. No, he's definitely done that on his own.
Incredible career. One of my favorites. One of my favorite actors. Yeah, I think he's one of the best. I did want to also make a note about Rafter Baseball being back in action tonight.
All right.
Got some good Rafter Baseball for you lined up tonight, everybody. Keep in mind that not only are the Rafters back, still in Madison, 5:50 pregame are taking on the Mallards. But I wanted to remind everyone, tomorrow morning, we'll also have some softball for you.
Oh.
WIRI, 8 a.m. softball, Assumption softball versus Pacelli, semifinals of the state tournament.
Hey.
Yep. We'll be competing with Mike and Seth with our morning show tomorrow with sports. I like that. I kind of like it. That'll be fun. We're looking forward to it.
That's funny.
But be sure to support these local high school teams as the local high school baseball, softball season's wrapping up. Support them where you can, everybody. We will continue to follow Assumption if they continue on in the tournament. Saturday, we'll have that game for you as well.
Right on.
I did also want to remind everybody, the Rafters have some great promotional things going on all season long.
All season.
One of them coming up this Friday, Fireworks Friday, presented by Southland County YMCA.
Hey.
They'll have a concession special of $6 Rocky Rococo pizza.
Yum.
That'll be good, yeah. And those fireworks, like, we're not talking like a couple of little boom booms and everything.
They're impressive.
Yeah. If you're in the area, be aware of it. If you have dogs or little kids or anything like that, give them a heads up. Let them know. And enjoy the
ride. I don't know how you let dogs know, but...
it's a very strong point. It's a very strong point.
Prepare to be nervous later.
Whoa, wait a minute. So when I'm sitting there for like 20 minutes telling Sam, okay, these are just fireworks, and fireworks are, and I'm explaining all this, you mean he doesn't register any of that?
Well, he enjoys the attention,
James. He does enjoy the attention. You're right. Yeah. Also, Saturday, June 8th, Aspirus Rally Towel Giveaway.
Hey.
That's going to be a good one. And a game night challenge, various game challenges for prizes, kids run the bases, all that fun stuff.
Oh, fun.
That'll be fun. And Sunday, Family Fun Day. Pre-game kids play catch and Rafters players on the field. They're going to be able to play catch with some of the players.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's awesome. Get your tickets and find out more at northwoodsleague.com. Be sure to get to Witterfield every chance you get this summer. But when you can't get there, we got you covered.
That's right.
Right here at WFHR, every Rafter baseball game will be right here.
Home of the
everybody.
Rafters.
Mm-hmm. Also wanted to talk some local theater.
Yeah. WRCT has the Silver Foxes. Their show kicks off today at 2. I don't know how to say this, James. The Pearls of Carmen, get it?
Get it is what I've heard.
Okay.
But you may be, either one might
the
be right.
The Pearls of Carmen, get it.
Nice.
It looks awesome.
I like that delivery.
Yeah.
They have got a show tonight, a matinee today at 2 that kicks everything off.
Right. So you can go down and see them right after you see us at Lunch by the River, which wraps up at 1. Then head on over to WRCT, which is just across the bridge and a block or two over.
Yeah.
2 o'clock show. Friday, they have a 6 p.m. show, and Saturday, another 2 o'clock matinee.
It's a wonderful opportunity to not only get a chance to see the Silver Foxes, especially if you haven't seen them before, it's been a while, but I also encourage people taking that show in, hey, if you're of the age, you could be up there.
Mm-hmm.
You could be one of those contestants. You could be one of those people up there and everything. We always want more and more people and a part of things.
The Silver Foxes is such a great and welcoming and supportive community.
I feel like they get this wrong as an actor, that every actor fears getting older. I'm looking forward to it. There are roles. I've always wanted to play Atticus Finch. There are roles I'll be able to play, and I could be in the Silver Foxes. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just a couple years
away.
Get
over it, James. They don't have if you feel like you can't memorize lines, Silver Fox has got your back.
Yeah, that's a really good thing to mention. Mm-hmm. Check out their show, buy local, support local, support the arts. Whether it's the matinee today at 2 or Friday, they have a 6 o'clock show, and Saturday they have a 2 o'clock matinee. Check out the Silver Foxes and find out more about the Disney Juniors that's coming up
Newsies
Juniors. Yeah, that's going to be really good. That's going to be a great one. Find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Also wanted to make sure to mention that Wausau Community Theater has their great production of Anything Goes from Cole Porter.
That's right. This is their last weekend, right?
Yes. They've got a 6:30 show tonight. They'll have a show at 7:30 tomorrow. June 8th, they got a 2 o'clock matinee and a 7:30 show. And June 9th, they wrap everything up with a 2 o'clock matinee.
Wow.
Over at the UW Center of Civic Engagement, right there in beautiful Wausau. Check it out. And not only buy local, support the arts, but let's help Wausau Community Theater have another season.
Stay alive.
Yeah, stay alive and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
A big thank you to everybody who has already attended, and a shout out and break a leg to all the cast members. Enjoy yourselves.
Enjoy your marathon run here now till Sunday. You got this.
You got this, you guys. You got it. WausauCommunityTheater.org, WausauCommunityTheater.org to find out more. And just wrapping up real quick, wanted to mention one more time that we will be at Lunch by the River today.
That's right. 11:30 to 1. We'll be there with our table with giveaways, a chance for you to sign up to give us feedback on what you would like to see in our upcoming newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about this.
Really are. We've been working with almost all of Civic Media for this, too, and every station that is doing a very similar thing. This is something that we want to do more of.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be out there more, do more of these kind of events, and do more of this virtual town hall that we're going to be doing next Wednesday at 6.
Correct. So the 12th at 6, and while you're at Lunch by the River seeing us today, you can sign up for that so that we can send you the link, and you can join us to, you know, talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
See what you want to hear on our radio station, what you want to see in our local newsletter, because we want to bring you local news.
It's our job. It's what we do around here. This is now, Melissa and I have plenty of things that we'd love to talk about and get into and stuff, but it's not our show. It's not really. It's your
show.
Stay
on the script, James.
I'm trying. But we want to hear from you. We appreciate your feedback, and we're looking forward to seeing you at Lunch by the River today.
That's right.
We're also looking forward to seeing the Rapid School of Performing Arts and their dance recital. That's going to be
so
fun.
Excited.
We all want to say a big shout out to Mid-State Technical College, the City of Wisconsin Rapids, and Renaissance by Renee's, who are co-sponsoring the event with us. And check out some great food, Rock Rococo, Chatterbox, Granny's
Jamaican Chicken, Jamaican Kitchen.
Yeah.
But I bet you they have Jamaican Chicken.
La Taqueria, Two Hearts Catering, some great local food vendors and food going to be down there for you. Check out Lunch by the River, not just today, but every Thursday, 11:30 to 1, all summer long.
That's great.
We will be back with more fun for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wages in Wisconsin are higher than last year. That's according to the ADP Research Institute. Workers who stayed at one job for 1 year or longer saw their paychecks get 5.3% bigger. ADP says Wisconsin's median annual salary is $59,000. The races are set for Wisconsin's August primaries. Democrats are running candidates in 97 of the state's 99 assembly districts. Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says it wasn't for lack of trying.
We had hundreds of conversations with people across the state about running for state assembly. I think if we'd had just a couple more days, we probably would have filled those last two.
Meanwhile, Democrats are running candidates in all 33 state Senate districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 84 assembly districts and 11 Senate districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The annual street dance in Port Edwards is coming up fast. It will be at the Port Edwards Fire Station on June 14th. The fun starts at 4 p.m. with the Port Edwards Lions serving food along with a couple of other vendors. Genesee Depot will take the stage at 7 p.m. There will be cash raffles and a 50-50 raffle too. Parking will be the same as last year, even with the construction. You can stop down for the 37th annual street dance on June 14th from 7 to 11, rain or shine. There's an open house later this month to meet the GI team and tour the new unit at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. You can stop down between 3 and 6 on Tuesday, June 25th. You can meet the gastroenterology team and tour the new GI procedures unit. They'll have light refreshments and you can enter to win door prizes. No need to RSVP. The ribbon cutting will be at 3. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are right there with the best teams in baseball.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League, like, hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys, and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for 3 games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-7 series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
A sprinkle or two is possible this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy. Our high today 64 with wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight clear 52, tomorrow sunshine, still windy but warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Oh. Welcome back, everybody.
I know a place. Ain't no
Melissa and James taking you there. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Got some good things to take you right up to the top of the hour. We're going to get into some good stories of the day. We're going to also get into a couple of other fun things. And I want to make sure to make note, spend some time on D-Day today. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in our final segment. But speaking of our older generations, this probably won't surprise anyone of all the generations, but boomers are the most riled up about tipping. Everyone has heard the gripes. They're being shamed into tipping more and in more situations. But get this, boomers still tip better than the younger generations.
Well, that makes sense.
There are a couple of surveys on tipping out, and on Bankrate.com, 59% of Americans say that they have a negative view of tipping on tipping, and 35% of Americans believe tipping culture has gotten out of control.
Yes.
The idea is that tipping should be something you feel good about, but people don't feel good about it when they feel pressured to tip.
Obligated.
More than they want to. And in situations where they don't feel like it's deserved, including before they've been served.
Yes.
And let's face it, we've all been in situations where we're not sure if we're expected to tip, or how much it can be, or in anything, and it can get uncomfortable. 72% of boomers have at least one negative view towards tipping, compared to 45% of Gen Zers and 51% of millennials and 62% of Gen Xers. But even though they are not always happy about it, older folks are more generous. When paying the bill at a restaurant with table service, 77% of boomers tip between 15 to 20% for average service, which is the most of any age group. But while adults under the age of 30 tip less than older adults, they're also less likely to reduce their tip because of poor quality service.
Yeah. So it's based less on the service they received and more on this is the expectation.
And
we understand that these servers don't make very much money, so this is part of their pay.
So I think we're all rational adults out there. We can all kind of take this subject and look at it, pull it apart, have a third-person perspective of this and see that, well, certainly let's focus on the food industry.
Because they are the biggest ones where you expect to tip.
And even before the pandemic, but especially since the pandemic and during it, we saw these industries suffer very strongly with service and everything. And how do you get people to work at these places? Well, they introduced this tip idea. And all of a sudden you're tipping more at places that you normally wouldn't tip. All they're asking for tips, like Subway and some of these kind of things.
That one makes me crazy.
And at the same time, I think you can understand why they're doing these things. Not because they want the people, but because they don't want to pay people.
Right.
And this is the key part of this whole conversation, everybody, that if you really, this is what we get back to when the gas prices, you have a problem with the gas price, and what do? You go in and complain to the clerk. Well, that's not going to get anything done. Mm-mm. That's just going to make you think you feel better from venting, but it doesn't actually accomplish anything because the clerk has no control over this, like whatsoever.
No, they don't.
So what do you really want to get done? Do you want to be a dog barking or do you actually want to get something accomplished? Mm-hmm. And if you do, you should be pressuring your representatives. You should be looking into who is looking at raising the minimum wage.
Right.
Who is looking at childcare?
Mm-hmm.
Who are looking into these things? Because if you really want the tipping to stop, you really want some of this stuff to end and get back to what tipping used to be, where we tip people when they do good things or we tip people because they dropped off our pizza on time or whatever. You really want to get back to those days, those quote unquote good old days, which were not as good as you romanticize them as, because your memories just lie to you in this stuff. We have the science of that and everything.
Yeah. Nostalgia is a real thing.
You've got to approach this subject.
Well, because look at who. So yes, the restaurants and all of those service industries really suffered during the pandemics. You know who didn't? Grocery stores. And maybe the grocery stores like the mom and pop ones, the big giant corporation grocery stores, which we only have a less than, I don't want to misquote the correct number, but I know that there are less than 20 for sure, maybe even less than 15 of that actually own all of the grocery store chains in the United States. Mm-hmm. And do you know how their profits went during the pandemic and are still going up?
Mm-hmm.
And who's suffering?
Yeah. Yeah.
Us and the restaurant industries.
Meanwhile, you have CEOs running out there and telling people that they need to make do.
Just have cereal for dinner.
Yeah.
Because we spray on all the vitamins you need.
Yeah. Well, and not to mention talking about things that they have no idea what it's like.
No.
When's the last time they had to live off minimum wage?
When's the last time they had to cook their own food?
If ever. Yeah, yeah. Half of these people that are in these positions and everything.
And I am very frustrated with the Subway tip jar. And the way that I push back against it almost every time is I say, I'm irritated by this. They should pay you more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I do still tip them. Because yeah, it's not their fault.
Do the same. I do the exact same thing. I hear you. Yeah.
And every time I get the response of, yeah, they should.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, this is it all speaks to what do you really want change or do you just want to sit there and bark? Like, because if you want change, we've got the evidence, everybody. We've got the data that we can make things happen.
Yeah.
We talk about this all the time where America is, in many ways, a teenager. Now, not only in the age of our country compared to China or Russia or some other countries, we are a teenager compared to that. We are still a growing country in many, many ways when it comes to that. We also act like teenagers sometimes, where if you tell us to do something, guess what Americans are going to do?
The opposite.
They're going to push back on it. They're going to. You can't force them to do. You can't push these kind of things. Certain things, yes, laws, seatbelt laws, that kind of stuff. But something that is like this, that a societal choice. Oftentimes we're going to push back on it, but what we will do is get behind something. And that's what I'm asking for. This same energy that is going into negative tipping or tipping is good or whatever, let's put it where it really belongs in raising the minimum wage and attacking childcare and actually doing something about this.
Allowing people to work one job to be able to support their family and pay their bills. That's all people want. They don't want to work three jobs and then also have to beg their relatives to watch their kids.
This is not rocket science. This is not getting to the moon. This is not that difficult. There are not that many things that need to happen, fall into place to make this a better world, to make this a better country. I encourage you this year to look into who is voting on these things, that these issues that you care about.
Who is refusing to vote? Who's refusing to make any steps forward? Who is stopping the financing from getting to the places it needs to get so that we can accomplish these things? They're not even proposing alternate ideas, James. They're just saying, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And half of them ain't even live here. You know, a lot of these, a lot of these and stuff. I encourage people to look at who is interested in representing their constituents and who is interested in winning. Because there's
a big difference.
Big, big difference. There's a Herschel Walker size big difference when it comes to these kind of things. And I encourage people to look into that as well.
They work for us.
And yes, please don't forget the positives of this, everybody. It is so easy to get caught in the muck and the negative. I do it all the time. And I'm lucky I work with people like Melissa that are really good at reminding me.
Who remind you of what we want to achieve here, James.
Yes.
Let's focus on the good things. We're going to have childcare for everybody that needs it. We're going to have jobs that you can work 40-hour week and afford all of your bills, feed your children. And I mean, we're not talking outrageous here. We're not talking, I'm going to buy a boat.
Mm-hmm.
It's I can make my car payment. I can pay my rent, my electricity, my water bill, and I can put food, healthy food, on the table for my children.
Mm. And all of this is in our hands.
It's possible.
It's possible.
This is the American dream.
Yeah. We've proven we can make things happen.
It's not even two cars in every garage anymore.
No.
I want to pay my bills.
Can I just pay my bills? Can I please just pay my bills? And you know, now I'm thinking, though, of being on a boat. Now, you mentioned the boat. Now I'm thinking about being on a boat. This sounds really nice.
Get a friend, James.
Yeah. I gotta get a friend. Yeah. I can't afford. We're not going to get a friend. we'll open that up to the folks. We'll come
anybody
back.
Anybody with a boat. James. Just wants to go for a ride.
I just want to hang out for a little while. I just want to hang out on the water. I love being out there. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll talk D-Day. We'll talk some more with you on the morning show at WFHR.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day.
Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight.
We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
To everyone making time for life's best moments, let our team member Sandy share how Culver's is serving up celebration by the scoop.
Our rich and creamy fresh frozen custard makes every day a little bit sweeter. Enjoying a handcrafted treat with all the ooey gooey toppings you love, now that's worth celebrating.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a sweet treat to make every moment count.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Mainly cloudy and cooler, as high temperatures only rise to the mid-60s. And we've got those feisty winds whipping out of the northwest, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. And spotty showers do have a chance to sprinkle in this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Take it to the top of the hour and get you into your day. Mm-hmm. Got great stuff on the way for you, everybody, today. We, of course, have the Matt Nair on the air right after us.
Jane.
Be sure to join us for Jane, one of the best voices in radio.
Oh, she's awesome.
And best personalities, too. Mm-hmm.
And she has great guests and just fun things that they talk about. I like her a lot.
Our whole afternoon lineup is amazing, and it leads right into Midday Magazine. We'll get into that in a moment. I did want to take a moment to talk about D-Day, to observe this day. It is observed annually on June 6th, bringing overwhelming memories of the brave men and women who fought a strategic, planned, and well-executed battle that ultimately led to the end of the Second World War. More than 75 years after the end of World War II, these memories remain fresh for over 300,000 living U.S. veterans. It's an important day to remember. It's everybody knows the phrase, remember history so we do not repeat it.
Correct.
But it's also important to remember the people that made this happen.
Yeah.
This is an important one.
We wouldn't be where we are with the freedoms that we have without their sacrifice.
The morning of June 6, 1944, American troops and their allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy, France, in an invasion codenamed Operation Overlord during World War II, which began the liberation of France and ultimately other areas of Europe from Hitler's Nazi regime. This day, known as D-Day, and the strategic planning landing over 156,000 British, Canadian, American troops at 6:30 a.m. on the five beaches of Normandy was codenamed Operation Neptune. I want to thank our good friend Tom sending over some notes on this. The countries involved: the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Free French Forces, Free Polish Forces, Free Belgian Forces, Free Czechoslovakian Forces, Free Dutch Forces, and the Free Norwegian Forces. That all made this happen. This again speaks to a lot of what we were talking about before, about what we can accomplish when we come together.
What we're capable of when we work together. All of those countries, James, that's impressive to think of, to stop Nazism and fascism.
There is some great pictures of this day that have been colorized that you can find at CNN.com and some other great resources right now. Encourage people to check out maybe some movies. Recently, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, based on a true story. This is based on the 2014 Churchill Secret Warriors, the explosive true story of Special Forces Desperados of World War II by Damian Lewis, who did a great job with this. Mm. We've had a lot of things that were held under wraps that have come out now.
Well, because it's been 80 years.
Right. And some of it has been like some of the amazing things that Winston Churchill did, literally in the battle while bombs are falling on London and he is doing certain things. Mm-hmm. Another great movie, a little older, but the Monument Men, which is just a great film, almost a perfect film. My mom watches it and cries. She loves it so much. It's based on real events, but the names of the characters were changed and a number of further adjustments were made to the historical facts. Mm-hmm. So again, these movies are not to be taken verbatim, but they do give you true stories of what happened in some of these individuals. Mm-hmm. Because while the D-Day and this day is vital and important, not only in human history, world history, but this day doesn't happen, like the gentleman I mentioned before. The character that Henry Cavill plays is what Ian Fleming would base James Bond on, because Ian Fleming was a part of Churchill's secret organization of people. Mm-hmm. These individuals were able to break down a shipping container that was bringing supplies to Hitler's boats in this and that. They didn't get those supplies. Those boats weren't able to hold off American forces that came here to bring reserve and bring... So all these things, everything comes into play. Everything is a domino effect with these kind of wars, and learning more and more about them is one way to honor our veterans. I would encourage people to look into our VFWs and talk to some veterans, say hi, look at different ways you can raise awareness about that.
And stop down at East Grand, I think it's East Grand, West Grand, sorry, I don't remember which one, and I got it right here. Mm. And I did it on the news. West Grand IGA on Saturday for their Brat Fry at 10. You can talk to them, help support our veterans associations do so much for our community and for veterans in our community.
They've done a lot for us. It's time for us to have their back.
Mm-hmm.
I have two quotes I would like to get to before we get to our lineup and such. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. Winston Churchill said from his where he was in London while the bombs were falling. And this one right here. I say that the delivery of needed supplies to Britain is imperative. I say that this can be done. It must be done. It will be done. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. President Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Remember this day. Remember and remember this day with people that have experienced it.
Yes.
My papa lied about his age just so he could fight in this war.
Yeah.
My grandfather. So many of our relatives, so many of our beloved fought. And so many, you know, especially when you look at Europe and London specifically, in the generations that ended. Like, there are family trees that went on for thousands of years and ended right here.
World War II, yeah.
And let's remember what a real dictator is. Let's remember what real evil is, people.
Yes.
And what happens when we let it fester. What happens when we let it grow.
And when we give it power.
And let's not forget that we can defeat evil. Mm-hmm. We can defeat these things, that it is capable. It is in our power. Mm-hmm. There is no story of a war where Hitler won.
No,
this is how this one ended. And it ended because of us, and it ended because of the good. The good will always outdo the bad. Mm-hmm. Haven't you seen an action movie before? I mean, come on. This is how every action movie
ends. It's the fairy tale ending.
Yeah.
And it's democracy. And that's our scony word of the day, of the hour.
I
so
say
text it to through our civic media app. And do it on our WFHR page, because then we get credit for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And by credit, I mean it's the points, and they don't matter.
Bragging rights, baby. Right. Bragging rights. Right. That's what it's all about.
Text democracy, and you can be entered to win one of these amazing prizes. You can do it all day long during the hours that they change. The words change every 2 hours, I believe it is.
Yeah.
So be listening. Text that word in. This hour is democracy.
You'll have a chance at the 11 o'clock hour, also 1, 3, 5, and 7 in the afternoon. Enjoy and have some fun with this one, everybody.
Daily prizes and huge grand prize at the end.
Happy year anniversary to Midday Magazine being in the 3 o'clock spot.
Hey, hey!
That's pretty cool. Be sure to join us for that today. We'll have Kayla on in part one from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Conversation with Kayla.
Yeah, and I know they have some things they need. A vacuum cleaner?
Mm-hmm.
They don't need the cartoon dog with it, just the vacuum cleaner. I loved their Facebook post. It was
so
great.
good.
They're a great follow. Follow them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And support the work that they're doing over there. And in part two, Laura Huber, 4-H educator from UW-Madison Extension, will be with us.
Great.
Looking forward to that. Rafter baseball on the radio dial tonight at 5:50. Join us for that. Rafters in Madtown to take on the Mallards. That'll be good. Also want to remind everybody that after you're done hanging out with us at Lunch by the River today, from 2 to 4, Pete Ravel and 4 on the Floor.
Yeah.
Live music at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center every first and third Thursday of the month from 2 to 4. Enjoy not only some great jazz, but great stories. Mm-hmm. Pete is an amazing MC. Check this out. Also, know it's free admission.
Yeah.
There is some great things that you can buy and look at the Central Wisconsin Cultural
and
Center.
View the gallery, because they've got great displays. And if you're not into jazz, head over to WRCT and catch the Silver Foxes show it, too.
Yeah. And all of this going on in our area, along with, of course, Lunch by the River today.
That's right. 11:30 to 1, you can come see us and the Performing School of Arts as they entertain you. So many great foods that are available down there. You may want to bring cash if you can. I know some vendors don't accept cards.
Yeah. Keep in mind that because we'll be at Lunch by the River, our offices will be closed 11:30 to about 1:15-ish, somewhere around there. So if you need to stop by after or before.
And or see us at Lunch by the River.
Yeah. Great show, Melissa.
You too, James.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...